Good morning, Kent. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And when I talked with your husband last before the tickets went on sale for St. Louis, all of our listeners are wondering, is this tailgate tour going to be available? Because some friends of mine went and saw y'all at Notre Dame, and they said it was amazing.
Well, we tried it there. It was the first time we'd done it. I grew up in the South. I grew up going to tailgates as a kid, and well, not as a kid, as a college student. And in Georgia, it's kind of a, you know, its own college course. Tailgating is a thing, you know. But I'm used to seeing it at sporting events. But I noticed on the last tour with Garth, on the arena tour, that people show up early and stay all day, you know. And so we thought it'd be really cool to create our own tailgate space for people to come if they want to come be under a tent and hang out. And it's everything in one spot. It's food and drink and games and stuff to do and a place to get out of the sun or a place to get warm if it's cold. We're going to have everything that, you know, you need either way. And I'm going to be there. I did make an appearance at Notre Dame, and I felt like I wasn't there long enough. So St. Louis is a little bit smaller for us. It's at Bear Plaza, and it's going to be a little more intimate, so it's going to give me the opportunity to be there. And we're going to do a food demo. We're going to hang out and take pictures and just we're going to tailgate. And there's TV screens and Trisha food, and I think it's going to be really fun.
I tell you what, when I saw my notes here, and it says with the ticket price for one person, you will receive unlimited food. Okay, Trisha, you had me at unlimited food. Is that right?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things to do before a show, and I know everything from the ticket to parking to food, it's all expensive, and the tickets aren't cheap, but for one price, you do get to come in and just, you know, you basically get to hang for 3 hours and eat and drink to your heart's content. So I think they're giving away drink tickets, and then at some point, you have to buy. We're encouraging you not to be completely out of your mind before you see Garth sing. So.
Absolutely, but for us here, you know, we're in Illinois, we're about an hour and a half, 2 hours away from the venue. For all of us here that travel to the big city, you know, we got to park the car, you got to pay to park, you put the gas in the car, then you got the fancy restaurant you want to take your wife to or whatever. This is a way we can come to one spot, have some food before the show, and just enjoy that time. We get to see you there. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Like I said, we tried it in Notre Dame and had so much fun that we're really wanting to do this in every city. And St. Louis is going to be our first, the first show on the stadium tour, official tour show. So I'm pumped. I've been telling people, you know, Garth's in the stadium, but I'm in the parking lot. Yeah. So come see me.
That is awesome. So I'll have the ticket information up on our website here in a second and also on our social media. So you can get that. It is well worth the price of admission before Garth. If you're heading up on March 9th, by all means, get to Trisha's tailgate. And then the big news too for you, Trisha, is this Frank Sinatra tribute album called Let's Be Frank. So tell our listeners about this.
So after the Garth tour ended in December of 17, I sort of realized I hadn't made new music in a long time. So actually, I worked on two new albums last year. One's a country record. That'll be out in the fall. And then the Sinatra record was something I just wanted to do for 20 years. So the window of time was there, and I made this record in L.A. with Don Was, who famously produced Bonnie Raitt and the Rolling Stones. And he was a musical director on a 100th birthday celebration they did for Frank a couple years ago. And I sang on it, and he and I decided then to kind of hone this great American songbook into Sinatra. And it was just so much fun. It was out of my comfort zone. The songs are there, so you get the arrangements, and it takes, you know, we recorded the whole album in 4 days. And with a live 55-piece orchestra at Capitol where Frank recorded on Frank's microphone. It was just one of those things. It was just a great experience.
I'm telling you, using the microphone that the man used himself, my question is, like, is this like going to be in a museum someday or something like that?
Well, you know, it should be. I thought it should be in the Smithsonian, right? But Capitol Records, I mean, if you think about it, there's a handful of iconic studios in the world that are still in existence. Probably Abbey Road is the other one that comes to mind that really is a historic building. When you walk down the hall at Capitol, you know, you see pictures on the wall in the studio you're about to sing in of Judy Garland, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Bob Dylan, Keeley Smith. And so Capitol really is like a working museum.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. And I love that they actually still use these microphones.
Yeah, that is something right here. And what I also appreciate too, and your husband just did this as well, you can get Let's Be Frank on a vinyl record, and I love that.
Yeah, you know, I haven't put out a record in over 10 years, and vinyl is coming back, which makes me really happy. But also, everybody listens to music so differently now, so we do have it on vinyl and CD, but then if you inside both of them is a digital download card. So if you want to be able to download it and listen to it on your computer, your phone, you can do that, but you also can have the physical. And I'm an artist of the 90s, so when the 90s rolled around, they quit making vinyl, you know. So my very first album that had She's in Love with the Boy had a few vinyl available in Record Club. That makes me sound so old. And then that was it. So there's just no vinyl. So for me to get to work on the artwork and the album sleeve and all of that for vinyl for this record was so much fun, just to be able to do that. And we're doing that. We're going to do that on the country album, too. We're going to release it in vinyl also in CD in the fall. So it's really fun. I'm glad it's back.
A lot of things are going on with Trisha Yearwood. Catch up with her on her website, on the social media, everything like that. Of course, she has that Facebook Live show, which is awesome. And one more thing before I let you go, because I know you have a busy day. Where can I get the Trisha Yearwood coffee? I'm a coffee-holic.
Williams-Sonoma. We've been working with them for a couple of years on several different things, and coffee just felt like the next thing. Coffee is my life. It's my favorite food.
Amen. Yes.
And so they were really great. They worked with me on 3 different signature flavors, and I love them. I mean, I'm a tough customer too, and they had to be. I like to put cream and sugar in my coffee, but to make sure coffee is really good, you have to be able to drink it black, and it has to taste like it's supposed to. So, it was really fun to taste test and come up with these flavors. So, I'm excited. I think it actually hits the stores right before this St. Louis weekend. I think it's the 7th, maybe, that it hits the stores. But it's online now. And then, I'm having it right now, actually. I'm having it for breakfast.
I love this. And Trisha Yearwood, we're looking forward to Trisha's tailgate up in St. Louis. It starts around 2 o'clock there, and the tickets are going to go fast for this. If you want them, check out Z100FM.com. I'll have all the official websites there where you will be able to get your tickets. So, hey, Trisha Yearwood, really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Kent. I really appreciate it. Hopefully we'll see you next weekend.